Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is my 18th consecutive Christmas, live Christmas program, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, who's been with me now for for 16 years, as a member of my brain trust, but several Christmases he's spent time with us, and we appreciate him doing that. Andrew, thank you for being here. JonesDay.com is the website. Andrew Sherman, find his books at Amazon, 26 of those puppies. Very important books, so I encourage you to check those out. Andrew, eons ago, a meteor crashed into planet Earth and was so big that the rock, the elements in that rock, literally went into dust and went around the world. And it created a layer now in the terra firma called iridium. You know about the iridium layer, right?
Yes.
And it literally blanketed the Earth. And now when they go down, you know, hundreds of feet into the terra firma, they can see that layer, and they know that that happened however many millions of years ago. Well, I believe in terms of tolerance, the iridium layer that could blanket the Earth with tolerance is small business owners. Because we blanket the Earth, and we're so much alike, Andrew, and you've talked to small business owners as I have all around the world. There's not really much difference in us, is there?
No, I mean, you know, there may be differences in background, but the things that you have in common about creating jobs and serving markets and needing to make payroll and
being innovative and wanting to have the liberty, even if we have the freedom to own a business, wanting to have the liberty to enjoy that freedom.
Well, and the guts to do it. Yeah. I mean, the big thing about the U.S. is, you know, it's actually quite easy to have your own business, but not everybody takes the leap. Not everybody leaves that, you know, comfortable five or six figure job and the benefits and all the other stuff. So, you know, the people that have the either willingness and the gumption or by necessity to start and grow and build their business, like you said, by definition have many, many of the same characteristics.
And if we could somehow connect small business owners, I believe, if we could connect them more than we are across boundaries, across oceans, our values, believe most people will be surprised at how simpatico the values of a small business owner in Beijing is from a small business owner in Birmingham or Baltimore.
Well, also, these are the people that we all interact with every day. I mean, picking up your dry cleaning and going to the convenience store and all of the home services and business services. You know, I wanted to tell you this story. I was tied up in a long security line the other day at the Miami airport. And the woman that checks your ID decides that she's going to pontificate a number of life lessons. And she had you. I mean, there was nowhere you could go.
You're hostage.
And she basically just all day long kept herself engaged by talking about these life lessons. And, you know, some of them were pretty good. And she knew she had you for about 10 minutes, and you were going nowhere. And small business owners all over the world know that they've got their customer engaged almost every day for a couple of minutes at a time. What do you plan to communicate during that time?
I'd like to encourage you to extend, it wouldn't be agape love because you know these people, but to extend a level of love and tolerance and charity and goodwill to them. Let's, Andrew, don't just do this at Christmas Day. Let's do it all the time. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Last thoughts.
You know, real quick, I we've talked a lot about your new book and the age of the customer, preparing for the moment of relevance. One holiday message I would convey to everybody is preparing for the moment of relevance in your personal life, with your friends, with your family, with your children. You know, are you still relevant? to them? Are you taking, you know, I actually was having this talk with my wife last night. I feel like as an adult, as a parent of adults now, I'm probably more relevant to them than I ever was mm-hmm. during the T-ball phase. Mm-hmm. And we have to think about ourselves not only as relevant as business owners, but as relevant to our friends and our family.
And to be relevant, you have to adapt.
Yeah, and you have to be genuine.
Yeah, yeah, real. You have to be real, no question about it. Andrew, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your family, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Happy Hanukkah as well. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd enjoy hearing Andrew's thoughts. He'll be back another day. We'll be talking about other things in another visit. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.